Big Salmon LLC, the venture of Haines resident Scott Sundberg, applied to the borough for the right to construct a heliport and operate commercially on its property at 26 Mile. It is their fifth application for a permit on that property and the second application this year. Sundberg bought the property in 2007 when construction of a heliport was use by right and didn't require a permit. He said a heliport would be good for the economy.
We're trying to meet in the middle to help foster a good winter economy, building lasting infrastructure that does not have too much of an impact on property.
Most nearby residents turned out in numbers to protest, but two supported the project. Public comment lasted about an hour. Several expressed frustration that after a decade, the permit requests keep coming. Others said helicopter flight paths would violate state law by passing too close over the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve. Most objected to what they called a harmful noise nuisance. Jessica Plakta lives near the land in question with her family. She said a borough noise study found the noise from helicopters was enough to wake someone from sleep from a mile away and cause hearing loss up close.
The evidence in that noise study is damning. It's damning. 94 decibels on someone's porch? I mean, give me a break. That's causing him hearing loss. You can't justify giving this permit.
But the concern that slowed proceedings was legal precedent. The Haynesboro Planning Commission denied Big Salmon Ventures the conditional use permit in 2015. Big Salmon Ventures appealed their decision to the state's Superior Court. Judge Philip M. Pallenberg upheld the commission's decision. For that reason, several commission members voiced concern that granting the permit would put the borough in legal peril. Lee Heinmiller said that he didn't think the application had changed enough to bear reconsideration.
I don't feel it's any different right now, but right now, especially with the public's comments about it, I'm totally uncomfortable with the fact of doing anything and putting the borough at risk legally.
Diana Lapham said she is supportive of economic growth and heliskiing, but could not ignore public comment and legal requirements.
I can't support it. As much as I want to pull that rabbit out of the hat, I can't do it. I have to follow code. I have to follow the weight of the testimony that we've gotten.
Another question dogging proceedings was whether the borough should have accepted the application and recommend that the commission grant it to begin with. Some of the residents fighting against the heliport said they found the borough's actions improper. The commission voted to postpone the issue while they solicit legal counsel from the borough attorney. The next planning commission meeting is scheduled for November 14th. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.